This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program, live Saturday edition. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves here. If you want, you can bring up anything. Otherwise, we got stuff to talk about, including asset forfeiture on the way, possibly going to the Supreme Court, it looks like. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
As we go to your phone calls and thoughts to start things out here, let's go first to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're watching us online. Go ahead.
Hey, yo, long live Free Talk Live.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing? Hey, there's one thing I want to know about this wall. Are they going to put a doggy door in the wall?
Just some of the southern border? Door.
Yeah, it's actually a very good question, Dave, because the the question you're really asking is what about migration patterns for certain animals that are down in that particular area, the pronghorn and a whole variety of things.
Leave it to Mark to turn it into something real serious. It was a joke, man. I was just making a joke. But Mark, you're dynamite, man. You're right.
NPR did a little thing addressing the issue, and I think it's worth people thinking about is there are creatures besides humans that need to cross the border.
The pheasants and the quails, well, they could fly over, I guess.
Probably, the smaller the creature, the less they're going to be disturbed by, say, a fence.
Little lizard dudes ain't going to make it.
Is there something new in the news about this wall? Is that why you're calling in, or is it
I was there's something that's old in the news, but really is new because nobody's talking about it. Six years ago, USA passed a law. They snuck it in on a military bill to make propaganda legal in USA. Look it up. Look up propaganda legal in USA now.
Well, it wasn't legal before?
No. Now they allow tax money to be spent on government propaganda. So,
I don't know about that, Dave. I mean, I feel like
that's
been happening. I mean, think about the old anti-drug commercials from the 1990s.
But it was against the law. Now they're allowed to spend tax money on it.
Well, I mean, if it was against the law but the law wasn't enforced, then does it really matter?
And they're spending our money on propaganda.
Well, I don't agree with them even having the money in the first place, let alone spending.
So what's that mean? Like all these big mass media stations could be on the payroll pushing their propaganda. But nobody talks. If Trump was such a great freedom guy, he'd be yelling and screaming about this propaganda law. Not one word from him. Not one word from all of them.
Well,
because it's good for them, you know, but nobody knows about it. You know, propaganda back in the 50s and the early late 60s and stuff, you know, the damn commie bastards, you know, with their propaganda. And now here it is, right, in the tax paid for in the United States. And nobody says one word about it.
I don't want to see the government at all existing, let alone taking money from people and spending it on whatever their buddies are in the media for propaganda. But let's go back to the Ad Council, right? I mean, who hasn't heard these generally really annoying or awful advertisements on talk radio or on television brought to you by the Ad Council? And you ever wondered, well, what is the Ad Council? Right? According to Wikipedia, the Ad Council is an American nonprofit organization that produces, distributes, and promotes public service announcements on behalf of various sponsors, including other nonprofit organizations, non-governmental organizations, and agencies of the United States government.
Right.
And most of the time, whenever I hear an Ad Council ad, it's for a government agency. I don't even recall hearing them. Maybe they do exist for other nonprofits, but it's almost always some kind of government agency. agency. In fact, under the criticism section of the Wikipedia article, the Ad Council has been labeled by historian Robert Griffith as, quote, little more than a domestic propaganda arm of the federal government.
Sounds right.
So maybe that was their way around whatever rules might have existed that you were referring to. It's like, oh, well, that's not our that's not a government agency right. that's running those
well,
ads. It's a nonprofit.
That's what I was going to get to also. You know the way the government works. Once they give themselves a little permission right over here, that they're going to do something else, too, with that.
Oh, yeah. They keep pushing the envelope. Yeah. Push the envelope. Take a little more freedom. Take a little more freedom. Take more money. Take more money. Make more rules. And then, of course, as you're pointing out, even though it might have been illegal, if it's the government that has to enforce the government's own rules, well, guess what? The government's going to look the other way. The government's not
going to
prosecute.
Nobody's going to jail.
Right. The government's not going to prosecute the government. And it's very rare that even the supposed sides that supposedly are against one another, the Republicans and Democrats, it's very rare that even they will bring criminal charges against each other.
Yeah, you don't hear one of them. You don't hear any of them talking about this law.
No, of course not, because they benefit from it.
USA.
Well, that's because they benefit. I mean, if the government's propagandizing people, the government benefits.
As you hear people talking about, you know, how they want to see Hillary Clinton put on trial and all the different things that she's done, you know, illegal, Donald Trump promised to do it. And he hasn't.
Oh, did he promise that?
Well, he said he was going to.
Well, apparently they're prosecuting his attorney right now. And
so apparently, you know, I don't know what else to say, but it's another campaign promise that hasn't been kept.
Surprise!
Well, we all know the first casualty in war
is truth. Good call, Dave. Thank you.
And USA's been at war for 18 years now, so there's been no.
Well, that's just the latest war.
Years.
There's other wars that, you know, technically they're still involved in, right?
Yeah,
so, like,
right,
the Korean War isn't over yet.
So truth is out the window for the past 18 years, and now with this new propaganda law, man, they got free realm now.
Well, just figure if it's coming from the government, it's probably a lie. Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
I can't remember, but it was something I read, you know, that we discussed it here on the air. It's been some time, but somebody on the internet decided to figure out how many years the United States has been at peace in its existence. It's like 240 years at this point. And the number was less than 20.
Wow. When there wasn't a state of official we're at war?
There hasn't been a state of official we're at war in the United States since 1942.
I see. So you mean even non-declared conflicts?
Conflicts. If you
ongoing military involvements?
You'd say the United States was at peace right now.
Yeah, but it's not, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's not, only a fool would say that.
And, of course, the U.S. government also had its foreign propaganda wing, so maybe it's domestic propaganda that's been legalized. Because they've had the Voice of America for decades, broadcasting in various parts of the world.
Yeah, I kind of see Voice of America, because the other countries do it, too. If there wasn't a Voice of America, then, you know, who was going to broadcast, you know, the ideas of liberty or whatever?
Are they broadcasting the ideas of liberty
on
the Voice of America?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you heard them do that?
Yeah, I've heard some of their stuff, and it's great stuff. It's not true. This is not how America is, but it was, you know, America's great at pushing ideas like capitalism and liberty and stuff like that. But, you know, it's got its foibles. It's sliding down world charts as far as freedom goes.
The United States.
Yeah, for the last 20 years.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Scott is on the line, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Scott.
Hey, good to talk to you again, Ian.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wanting to buttress your caller who was speaking to you about the demonetization going on, specifically focused on YouTube. And there's a little more to it than he had. He had some pretty good details, but I have a little bit more because I've been following it pretty closely. And it's not just affecting the guys he mentioned. It's affecting, apparently, hundreds of other guys. But those are the prominent ones. Sergeant McCott, this British guy who's pretty smart. I know a lot of people make fun of him, but he is really sharp, and he is a principled guy. He's actually more of a liberal, but he's been alienated by the antis of the far left and their Stalinism. And that's what this is really all about, is that the Patreon specifically is the CEO is this guy named Jack Conte. And about a year ago, he puts up this video where he's explaining, you know, their terms of service, in his own words, on camera, full face, you know, the specifics to them. And he thinks the only reason that we would ever, you know, take people off is he called this, and this is the irony of the thing. The term he called it was manifest observable behavior, which has the acronym BOB. And that, how ironic that is, because that's exactly what's been going on.
I want to hear more. Stand by, Scott. We'll bring you back. Sure. You can continue here in moments about the takedowns of content producers, various sites like Patreon and others. We're coming up. 855, 450.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You dial toll free and join us here. If you want, get on the radio, talk about what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A couple callers tonight, and one of them still on the line. We're going to get back to them. Calling about the deplatforming that has been going on places like Facebook, which took down a bunch of pages over the summertime, if I recall correctly. And then most recently, apparently, Patreon targeted several YouTubers for deplatforming, just took them down, no warning, said, you're done. And that's frustrating, you know, especially if you come to rely.
Yeah.
You know, if you've come to rely on that that income stream and then it just goes away, hopefully it wasn't your only one. And then, of course, we've seen other people who are very controversial, like former co-host here, Chris Cantwell, who had a racist turn. That's the reason we kicked him off of Free. So we deplatformed Chris first. I can say we did it before anybody else did here on on Free Talk Live. But then he ended up getting targeted by PayPal, and I think he had like one of those credit card processors, a Stripe or a Square or one of those, and they took him down. And okay, Cupid banned him for life, and so. Like, you're not guaranteed to have access to these platforms. And if they don't like you for some reason, even if it's political, in my opinion, they shouldn't have an obligation to do business with you. If they
How the heck did he get banned for life from OkCupid?
He got taken off of all the dating sites he was on.
Why?
Because he's Chris Cantwell. Just, he's a so hate monger.
They just found out who he was and took him down?
Yeah, they did.
Or he was saying things
No, they
to
found
people.
Out who he was and took him down.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah. During the whole controversy last year after the Charlottesville riot fight
oh,
things
I see, yeah.
that went on.
Yeah, it's amazing. Some guy commits murder, and Christopher Cantwell is the one who gets all the press.
Well, he was you're talking about the guy in the car?
Yeah.
Well, that conviction just happened, and it certainly got plenty of press.
Yeah, but the guy ran the people over.
Cantwell got plenty of attention at the time because he was willing to talk to the media.
That's why.
The Vice media was there. They needed somebody to talk to, and, you know, one of the things about Chris is he's pretty good in front of a camera.
Yeah, he likes to talk.
He likes the attention. So we continue here with your calls and thoughts, but I also want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. They've got an amazing deal right now over at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's how you're going to get up to a whopping 40% off of all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd. So you still have time to get your order in, about a week left, on this special holiday sale over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. These cameras are wireless, which means that the setup time is minimal. It really couldn't be... I don't think they could make it much simpler than it is. I mean, it's so easy. You unbox the camera, put the batteries in, then put the camera wherever you want to put it. And if you need to move the camera...
It's also easy to use
no problem.
Otherwise, so you're much more likely to use it. You don't have to turn it on, turn it off every night or anything like that.
Right, you've set up the schedule that it runs on, and then it'll send you clips to right to your phone, wherever it is you happen to be, of what's going on in your house. You want it operating at night, no problem, during your work hours, whatever. It's super easy to use and very, very nice quality, too. HD quality, and the cameras are shockingly affordable. Their normal prices are affordable, but right now you can save up to 40%. On off of, again, all add-on cameras and systems. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get the special deals. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. By the way, the batteries, they're just double A's, and they come with them.
Right.
And they last up to 2 years.
Instead of running all that wire, now you just pop in some double A's.
So affordable. All right. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Scott is still with us listening to WIBC-FM. So, Scott, you've been paying attention to this deplatforming. You were talking about the Patreon CEO who made some kind of a statement about this. He said it was regarding manifest observable behavior. And you were telling us a little more about that. So go ahead.
Yeah, the irony of that was, and he said that during it, that this was a specific, where just him on camera explaining, cause, which is pretty ironic, because if you look at it, that's the acronym MOB, and it, how ironic that is, because that's exactly where this has been going on. Because essentially the way this has gone down, these people have been deplatformed, and give you specifics on Sargon, for instance, the reason that they were able to try to come up with this excuse was he was being harassed by these so-called alt-righters, you know, white nationalists, as it were. So in order to ridicule them, he used the N-word. But if you know anything about Sargon, he's about as racist as Martin Luther King. And he was using that and specifically to criticize them and all that. He was goading them. And in context, it was clear that's what it was, you know, very obviously. But what happens is these so-called outrage mobs, that's what they call them, who are almost exclusively left-wing. They go there, they find this one thing in the video, they go and report it, their little tattletales, then they go to Patreon and say, look what this horrible thing he said. And then Patreon goes and deplatforms him. Well, here's the problem. Jack Conte gets on there and he says, well, this is for manifest observable behavior. Well, manifest means clear, you know, obvious, no doubt about it, and then observable behavior. Well, this was one incident that was taken out of context deliberately. Even watching 30 seconds before and after it, you would know exactly the context of it. But this is part of their end-user, well, they would call it their terms of service, which is essentially a contract, you know, the fine print you read at the bottom of something when you install software or end-user license agreement, something like that. You follow this agreement, and then it is permissible. If you step outside the bounds, then you're stepping, you can have your access, rescinded. Well, mm-hmm. Jack Conte's not following his very own terms of service. They just take this one thing out of context. This was not anywhere near his you know, definition of manifest observable behavior, which is such a funny thing. Mob. And that's exactly what happens. And then they deplatform it. And more ironically, he was on an
interview with Dave Freeman. I've seen a lot of people in the media be let go over the N-word. And in many cases, they are not using it in some sort of hateful, racist fashion. They may be quoting somebody or a whole variety of things. And it's just one of those things. I don't even know how to describe it. Just from a societal standpoint, just apparently, if you appear to not be black, you're not allowed to say the N-word anywhere.
Exactly. It happened to Papa John's. I mean, he was quoting somebody and criticizing the person. He actually used the word and all of a sudden, you said a naughty word. And even though the context didn't mean a thing, the outrage box came out and had him fired, the founder of the company.
Yeah, that was a crazy story.
This is the new Stalin. This is the new McCarthyism, except it's being perpetuated by the left. They go out and they just hammer people. And it reminds me of an episode from the old TV show WKRP in Cincinnati where they had this censorious conservative minister who didn't like some of the words being used in songs on the radio. And if you know anything about rock and roll, there are plenty of pretty raw language in edited rock songs that doesn't get on the air anymore. And he was on there saying, well, we don't like you to play Who Are You by The Who, which includes, if you know the original edit, the unedited version, the F word, you know, very loudly for Roger Daltrey. And other things like that. He just kept getting out lists and more lists, and they complied. And then after a while, they realized this is going down a rabbit hole. We need to back out of this. So they send Carlson in, and they say, okay, would you censor this? And he hands him the lyrics to the song Imagine by John Lennon. Not a single dirty word in it. Minister says, well, that denies the existence of God in heaven, therefore it would be on the list. And then that's when Carlson backs out altogether. Well, that's what, but when he says that, he turns to the minister and says, see, here's the problem. First you censor the word, then you censor the idea. And that's what this is about. And they're not just saying, and this is the key, that these outrage mobs, they're not saying, we don't like this, we don't want to hear it. They're saying, we don't like this, we don't want anyone else to hear it.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge problem, and it's frustrating to people, especially that get cut. Although, you know, this is the marketplace, and that it's a disturbing truth, but these are unpopular sentiments, and that's going to result in some difficulties. Maybe the conservatives need to build better platforms.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News. President Trump is happy about a federal court ruling that declared Obamacare unconstitutional.
Great ruling for our country. We'll be able to get great health care. We'll sit down with the Democrats at the Supreme Court of Bowen. We'll be sitting down with the Democrats, and we will get great health care for our people. That's a repeal and replace handled a little bit differently, but it was a big, big victory by a highly respected judge.
The ruling came from a Texas judge who ruled that the individual mandate under the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional, thereby invalidating the whole law. President Trump tweeted that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving his job at the end of the year. Trump tweeted that Ryan has accomplished much during his nearly 2 years on the job, and he wanted to thank him for his service to our nation. And the College Bowl season kicked off on Saturday with North Carolina A&T defeating Alcorn State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number for you, 855-453, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Mark, what is hope.freetalklive.com?
Hope.freetalklive.com leads you to a page where we talk about our work with an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. Jinja, Uganda. And we help fund the building of an orphanage.
Mm-hmm. And two stories.
Yep, two stories. It's great. It's the kids now have a place to take a shower. They've got a little footlocker. They can use the bathroom in a sanitary fashion rather than what was going on before. And out in the bushes, now they have a place. But the problem is they're kind of house poor. They got a place, but they don't have any sort of ongoing income. There's no good way for them to earn money there. They can't really go out and beg or anything. So. We're looking at getting a piece of land so that they can do some farming. Kids can do some farming. Even farm work is illegal for kids. Is legal for kids in the United States. So we're going to have some farming going on, and they can grow some food, which they can eat, of course, and then they can sell some to pay for their school fees. It's actually cheaper for us to bring a teacher in there for the kids to learn at the orphanage rather than paying all the school fees. So that's what the goal is. And if you want to help some kids be able to eat and be able to learn, those are the goals. So they're self-funded and sustainable. Go to hope.freetalklive.com. By the way, your funds will be matched. Hope.freetalklive.com.
So before we go on with the calls, I did want to comment a little further on this issue of the deplatforming. I kind of made a statement right before we went to break, but didn't really have a chance enough to explain it. when I said the conservatives ought to have better platforms. It seems like a lot of these platforms that are banning certain people on the right, that they're run by lefties. And it wouldn't surprise me. It seems as though that when you look at the programming world, and if our Friday night host, who's the Linux guru, Chris Wade from ThinkPenguin.com and Freedom Decrypted, if he were here, he would agree with this, that in the world of programming, the world of web development and all that, it seems like the programmers are libertarians or liberals.
Yeah.
And there aren't as many that are of a conservative viewpoint, which means that a lot of these platforms that are being put together, Patreon, I just went and looked up Jack Conte. I mean, he looks like a hipster. I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking at his profile picture. Yeah. He's got one of those hipster-looking beards, right? He's probably a lefty. That's just my guess here. This is the guy who's running Patreon.
It's no surprise the lefty would misinterpret some of these commentators on YouTube, which are, you know, bringing up controversial subjects or whatever.
Even if he's not misinterpreting, even if he's just responding to a user base that seems to be protesting and saying, you know what, you users matter more to me than these other users, so we're just going to go ahead and get rid of these other users. I mean, it could just be something that simple, but it could be political as well. And you know, like, I don't know what platforms are run by who, but it wouldn't surprise me if it turned out a lot of them were lefties that were running a lot of these media platforms. And if that's the case, then you ought, if you're a righty, and I'm neither, I'm a libertarian, I'm a liberty-minded person, but if you are somebody who's on the opposite side of whoever's running this particular platform, whichever one we're talking about, whether it be Patreon or YouTube or whatever, if you're on the opposite side politically from that person, you're going to find yourself dogged until you're out of that system. You know?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
They don't want your type
around
there.
It's not worth fighting. Just build.
Build the alternative.
Yeah,
what you're
build
saying.
The alternative.
Right. Now, in the case of the Gab platform, which came up into some level of prominence or infamousness?
Infamy.
Infamy, thank you. After some of the controversy surrounding some of these right-wingers, somebody started this Gab platform. It happened to use a frog in its logo, which many would suggest was an indicator.
There's
sort of
Pepe guy.
A signal. It wasn't actually the Pepe frog,
no, but
it was
a frog.
The suggestion was that was a signal to the conservatives, the right-wingers, the ultra-right, that this was a safe place for them. Well, then they got targeted by their hosting provider. So the company that the Gab company picked to do their hosting, which was, I think, initially Microsoft, ended up targeting them. So they ended up having to move their platform to some other host, and that became quite inconvenient for them. So I'm just saying, hey, look, if you've got a politically unpopular viewpoint, it's going to be tough for you. If you've got a viewpoint that is not necessarily unpopular, certainly being a conservative isn't unpopular. There's plenty of conservatives out there. But as far as lefties running platforms, you're unpopular. They're going to run you out of their platforms. And so you just got to deal with it. I mean, I understand it's not wrong to bring attention to that fact. Like, hey, this platform just, you know, got rid of me.
Hey, look, look.
You know, maybe you shouldn't be there, too. Just recently, Facebook came up with a new sex policy, essentially banning sex talk. From Facebook.
Discussions that promote sex.
Discussions that promote sexual encounters between consenting adults. No longer allowed.
Right. I'm curious if the church group that discusses healthy roles of intimacy in marriage is going to get kicked off.
I don't know.
Because it fits the guidelines.
So, look, if you're using somebody else's platform, they're in charge, ultimately. You may be the content provider. You may own your content. And you can pull your content off there if you want to, but, you know, they're in charge of their platform, and that's well within their rights to be able to do that. More competition is the solution here, more options in the marketplace, while
people are going to be crappy.
Yeah.
And
that's on both sides. You know, there's crappy people on the left and crappy people on the right, and as much as I would love to see a sort of content-neutral platform that, you know, is not biased in one direction or another and allows all of the commentary, that's not the way of the world. It seems like. Anyway,
like
toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We will allow you on our airwaves, but there's certain things you can't say because there's, you know, that pesky FCC gets in the way, or Twitch. That platform has rules on it. We're on Twitch, by the way, over at twitch.lrn.fm. That's where we do once a week, usually at least. We'll do an after show that doesn't have the FCC censors. But Twitch still has its own rules of things that you can and can't say over their network. So what can we do about that? If we were really mad, well, we could launch our own video streaming platform, which is by no means an easy task to do.
No.
But as I understand it, the conservatives have done that. Vincent, who hosts a show called Questioning Authority, which is a Saturday night show on LRN.fm, that's our internet network, it follows Free Talk Live, he's been playing videos of some of these arch-conservative guys, like the dude from Natural News, this Mike somebody or other, I forget his name.
I don't know his name.
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Yeah.
Okay. He's completely a fascist. And
okay.
And he's been playing clips from this sort of conservative video streaming platform. So I forget what it's called, but this Health Ranger guy launched his own platform for a streaming video. So there you go. There's your alternative. I don't know if it's any good. I don't know if it's got buffering issues or whatever. But
it's my understanding that Pornhub will let you put up your content too.
Pornhub's definitely a leftist platform. Are they allowing conservatives on
I don't
there?
Know, but they're letting the gun people go on.
Okay, that's interesting. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Larry in Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hello, Larry.
Yes, I got one for you, kid. First-time caller. Right. You remember the night show with Jay Leno?
Yeah, I've been vaguely familiar with it.
Remember that lady they had on her they called the Fruitcake Lady? She was up in her 90s.
I know. I never really watched the show. I mean, I knew it existed.
Well,
but what about
her? Lady they called the Fruitcake Lady. She ever on there every once in a while. And I think that would be a good name for Nancy Pelosi.
Why?
Fruitcake Lady.
Just because she's crazy?
Comes up with.
Because she's nuts? Is that what you're suggesting?
Right.
Gotcha. Was there anything in particular that you dislike about her more than others?
Well, I mean, you think Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, I mean, some of the dumbest things that they come up with don't make no sense. You know what I mean?
Well, to me, they're all bad. I mean, all the people in Washington, D.C., whether they be on the left or on the right, I think they're all
some
a bunch
really
of scum.
Stick out.
Hey, thanks for the call, Larry.
That would be a good name for her, the Fruitcake Lady.
There you go. Thanks for the call. That's so cute. You know, people always have their little names for the side of the political aisle that they don't like, don't they? Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Don't criticize the ideas. Just come up with names for the person. 855-450-3733. And the fact is, the ideas on the right suck, too. The lefties are terrible. The righties are awful. The federal government is a terrible concept that needs to be abolished completely. In a peaceful way, of course. We're coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's a failed experiment, and they're destroying freedom both on the left and the right. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Kyle, toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on a variety of different social media. Since we haven't been deplatformed from them yet.
Not yet.
We're on Twitter, which, of course, they have not been friendly to certain, you know, political viewpoints, apparently. But we're still there at twitter.freetalklive.com. But to protect us from censorship on Twitter, we've also joined the Mastodon decentralized platform, which is where Aria DiMezzo, who's one of the co-hosts of Call to Freedom, this week in protest of Facebook basically cracking down on all sex-related conversations and posts, she decided she was going to sign up over at Mastodon and start posting there instead, because Mastodon's decentralized, meaning that anybody can run one of the Mastodon servers. So there are thousands of servers out there. Some of them are very restrictive on the content that you can post, and others not so much. So you can follow the Free Talk Live profile on Mastodon by going to toot.freetalklive.com, or follow us on Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. Those are the three primaries. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts here. We got Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm getting the feeling that, don't you feel that we're going to have a nuclear holocaust soon?
No, I haven't felt that way. What makes you feel that way?
Well, you know, for one thing, we have those two nuclear jets in Caracas, Venezuela, and then they're known to have North Korea. They're digging underground to put, like, make nuclear bombs. And they have Russia.
Well, North Korea is supposed to be denuclearizing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the relationship with North Korea is getting better, supposedly.
Well, but they found they're digging from satellite image photos. They're not going to tell you what they're doing. They're digging underground, either making nuclear bunkers or hide bombs or something. That's what they're doing. But they're telling you one thing and they're doing another. And, you know, Russia, they have clearing out land to build a nuclear bomb. Just the way that they're, it was announced like about, a while ago.
Wait, Russia is or North Korea or both?
Both of them. North Korea was, the way that they're clearing out the land was they're making places for nuclear bombs. New ones somewhere the satellite could stay. So you're saying
there's evidence, you're saying there's satellite evidence that North Korea is continuing nuclear weapon development?
Well, Russia is. Russia was.
Okay, Russia is. Okay.
Russia was. They're clearing out land.
What do you have to say, Sarah, because that all sounds very scary. I mean, nobody wants to die in a nuclear blast. But
you probably won't even know, though. Just don't watch the news.
What do you say to the claim that the reason why that never happens is because ultimately the people who are running the governments of these countries will likely perish in the nuclear hellscape that would result, and so therefore they don't want that future, and they won't actually bring that about. Because of self-interest.
They got those underground bomb shelters that they're talking about all over the place. But they're going to be tucked away if they got money and they're well-connected. Or if you work for them in the military, you're going to be tucked under. So the regular people like you and me, we have to buy our own underground apartment for $3 million a piece. Which if you don't have money, just forget it.
You believe that the government will get underground quick enough, or the elite government officials will get underground quick enough to where they won't die in the nuclear explosion. However, what will they come back to? Like if you're living underground for a while and then you come out and everything's been destroyed, what kind of a life is that?
Well, who knows what they're going to get, but it's just...
Well, there's a video game series all about it. It's called Fallout, and it's it doesn't have anything to do with government officials, but it does have to do with coming back into a nuclear hellscape after it's been bombed, to death. And life kind of sucks in a nuclear hellscape. I don't see why anybody who is a highfalutin government official who's living large, eating, very large, well-cooked meals from their fancy chef in the White House or wherever it is, the Kremlin or whoever we're talking about here, wherever in Pyongyang where Kim Jong-un lives, I don't think that these people want to come back to a, bombed out husk.
Yeah, much of wealth is about what you can pay other people to do for you. The ability to have them make your meals and clean your place and make your bed and do all those kind of things, those are the trappings of wealth. When you start blowing everybody up, then you don't have those anymore.
Yeah, what good is it? I mean, you can keep drawing breath and eat whatever stored rations that they've put down in the bunker for you, but if you don't have any, as far as governments are concerned, they live to rule. They want to control others, and they want to live large while they're doing it. Now, while there may still be some people around that are willing, that you can control after a nuclear blast or more than one of them goes off, you're not going to have the level of luxury that you once did. And many of these people do not want to give that up. Down in Venezuela, you mentioned Venezuela, the president down there, he's still living large, even though the people around him are, in a tough, it's tough times. People are losing weight in Venezuela, but he is very well fed, and he's fat and happy.
But we have always had this background since the 1940s, nuclear holocaust. There were, during the 50s, they had those nuclear bomb practices. During the 1980s, we had the Cold War. And
I remember hiding under my desk during the stupid drills that they had in the government school where you had to hide under your desk.
Desks are going to save you from a nuclear weapon when you're, 70 nautical miles from MacDill Air Force Base.
Right. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call. I wouldn't worry about it. And you know what? There's no point in worrying. Thanks for the call. Because worrying isn't going to help. It's not going to determine whether or not this thing comes to pass. You can prepare yourself. In fact, there was
good to have a bunker, but you've got to be tuned in that 15 minutes or whatever that you'd get
To get the warning,
you mean?
Get
the warning for the nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
I was in Hawaii when they had a ballistic missile warning.
Ain't no bunker around there. You were on a cruise ship.
I was on a cruise ship. Best I could do was, took
my family to the desk.
I took my family to the center of the ship, and we talked about talked about things to keep Jack's mind off of it.
Right.
While people who had, I don't know, less well-behaved families ran around screaming like idiots, like complete idiots.
Yeah.
Like the last few moments of your life you once spent like a moron.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes, have some decorum, people. You're dying. Don't die like a sniveling coward.
Well, in this case, nobody died in that particular incident.
No, but they believed they were dying.
Yeah.
You got to see how they were going to die, and they would die on their knees like children, and it's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what adults in America are like?
Mm.
Well, obviously their children are suck because they don't have good role models. But, come on.
So
pull yourself together.
If you want to prepare, there's ways to do that. You can get yourself a bunker. You can load it up with food. And then if something terrifying like that happens, you can try to hack it in the post-nuclear hellscape. Good luck.
Now, at least we don't have to worry about government mandated insurance there.
Afterwards?
That's right.
You're not going to be able to collect from any insurance.
Obamacare won't survive the nuclear weapon.
After that. You know what? We're not going to get a chance to get into this asset forfeiture story, but I do want to talk about it because the caller earlier brought it up tonight, and so we'll hold that off until another night because we are here 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. So. Of course, you can join us anytime you want. Between now and then, you can join us online in the meantime. In fact, speaking of survival, we do have a sponsor, right? FreeEscapeBook.com. There's 37 items you got to have to survive a crisis. So that might be a good starting point for people like Sarah, or just anybody.
Yeah, get the free escape book, FreeEscapeBook.com.
It's a long journey into this world of survivalism and learning about that stuff. So you better start now because that nuclear holocaust could come tomorrow.
You never know.
No, but seriously, there's really no point in worrying about it. I mean, there's a difference between being prepared and then worrying constantly about it, right?
But there's always more preparation that one can do.
Sure, and that's sort of like the difference between perfection and completeness. Like, you can just say, the perfection is the enemy of the complete, right? At some point, you just have to say, okay, I'm done. I've got enough toilet paper. I've got enough canned food. I've got enough whatever. This is good.
Yeah. Freeze-dried food.
Right. Hey, we're done for tonight. You can join us tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.